Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. The piece of music that made George Gershwin famous as a classical composer was his Rhapsody in Blue. So I thought you might like to know what a rhapsody is. That's a Swedish rhapsody by Hugo Alfvén, but the word rhapsody is Greek. It means songs stitched together. Ancient Greeks told stories about their heroes in huge, long, epic poems. Then they took parts of those poems and recited them, using lots of vocal ups and downs for emphasis. The sing-song recitation of poem pieces was called a rhapsody. In music, a rhapsody is a free-form composition that stitches different tunes together. Lots of rhapsodies use popular or folk melodies from a particular country, like the Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 by George Enescu. Enescu actually got annoyed that his first rhapsody became so popular, audiences never wanted to hear any of his other music. Franz Liszt was born in Hungary. In spite of the fact that he spent very little of his life there, Liszt composed 20 Hungarian rhapsodies. Anyone who's a Bugs Bunny fan knows the Liszt Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. Charles Stanford only composed 6 rhapsodies about his native country. This is Stanford's Irish Rhapsody No. 5. French composer Camille Saint-Saëns based his Rhapsody d'Auvergne on folk songs from a region of France. Another Frenchman got inspired by a trip to southern Spain. Emmanuel Chabrier called his rhapsody España, which is Spanish for Spain. Not all rhapsodies are about foreign countries. The second rhapsody for piano and orchestra by George Gershwin describes a walk through Manhattan, one of the 5 boroughs of New York City. Because Gershwin used music to imitate the sound of skyscrapers being built, his second rhapsody is sometimes called Rhapsody in Rivets. Rivets are what hold the metal beams of a building together. There are also rhapsodies that don't really have anything to do with a place. As a wedding present for Robert and Clara Schumann's daughter, Julie, Johannes Brahms wrote a rhapsody for voices, his Alto Rhapsody. The Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini by Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff takes a little violin piece by Niccolo Paganini. And turns it into a much bigger piece for piano and orchestra. I I could wax rhapsodic about rhapsodies for a lot longer, but I'll just end with a bit of George Gershwin's most famous rhapsody, The Rhapsody in Blue. Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin's first attempt at classical music. Next week, the story of how Rhapsody in Blue came to be. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.